You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Wednesday, November 8th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today, we're talking about a major alarm currently flashing under Greenland's ice. New research finds Greenland's northern ice shelves, long thought to be relatively stable, have lost more than a third of their volume since 1978. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. Climate change would be much worse if it weren't for the oceans, which have absorbed 90% of the excess heat humanity has pumped into the atmosphere. That warming of the oceans has already been devastating for the organisms that live there, but it's also come back to bite us in a more unexpected way. It's contributing to the destruction of ice sitting on top of Greenland. That ailing ice sheet, the bit resting on land, contributed more than 17% of observed ocean level rise between 2006 and 2018, and new research delivers much more ominous news. Greenland has much less ice than Antarctica, but is losing 270 billion tons of it a year compared to Antarctica's 150 billion tons. Long considered relatively stable compared to their counterparts around the south of the island, Greenland's northern ice shelves, the ice that floats on the ocean instead of resting on land, have actually lost more than a third of their volume since 1978, thanks to warm seawater eating away at their bellies. Three of these northern ice shelves have completely collapsed since the year 2000, and the five that remain are rapidly deteriorating, in turn destabilizing nearby glaciers. While ice shelves themselves don't really contribute to sea level rise since they're already floating in the ocean, they act like dams to regulate the amount of ice discharged into the ocean from the interior of the ice sheet on land. We see that the ice shelves are getting weaker and weaker and weaker, says Grenoble Alpes University glaciologist Romain Milan, lead author of a new paper in Nature Communications. We have observed that in response to this increased melting, the glaciers are retreating, and they are already discharging more ice into the ocean. Milan and his colleagues used satellites and modeling to check several aspects of the health of northern Greenland's ice shelves. For one, satellite imagery allowed them to determine how the total volume and area of ice has declined over the decades. More deeply, they were able to track the grounding line, where the ice sheet lifts off land to become a floating ice shelf. As tides go in and out, the ice heaves up and down, movement that is tracked by satellites to pin down the exact location of the grounding lines. Since ice shelves are shrinking and getting thinner, those lines are quickly retreating inland, where the topography adds still more troubles. Moving from the coast inland, the bed slope is retrograde, meaning the surface of the ground under the ice gets deeper as you move toward the center of the island. If the grounding line starts to retreat, it may enter an unstoppable retreat because it's on a retrograde bed slope, says Milan. If by contrast the slope went up as you traveled inland, it would be harder for the grounding line to retreat. Imagine how far inland floodwaters can travel if the terrain is flat compared to mountainous. When the grounding moves toward a deeper bed, the amount of ice from the bed to the surface is thicker, which means that the quantity of ice discharged into the ocean is larger, says Milan. When moving downward, you are also exposing more ice to a warmer ocean and consequently more melting, more speed up, and more discharge. As those northern Greenland grounding lines retreat, by up to 8 kilometers or 5 miles in the most extreme cases that the researchers measured, more of an ice shelf's belly is exposed to seawater, which is getting warmer and warmer. The atmospheric circulation that pushes the ocean currents around has been changing, and that has been trending toward putting more water of subtropical origin along the coast of Greenland, says Eric Rignot, a glaciologist and remote sensing scientist at the University of California, Irvine, who wasn't involved in the new paper. That means the water can heat up super fast. You change the winds and it starts pushing more warm water. That's faster than the time it would take to warm up all these ocean waters along Greenland. Indeed, the new study found that melt rates along the bottom of northern Greenland's ice shelves have been rising dramatically since the year 2000, peaking in 2015. That corresponds with the peak in ocean temperatures in the area. It's the case for all the remaining ice shelves across northern Greenland, Milan says. This increase in basal melting rate is really well correlated with the increase in ocean temperatures in this area of the Greenland ice sheet. What we see is that ice shelves are getting thinner and losing mass. Going forward, this insight will help scientists better model the decline of northern Greenland's ice and the consequent sea level rise. Being able to show how the timing of these large calving or disintegration of ice shelves corresponds to increased ocean temperatures, we can get a sense of how sensitive the remaining ice shelves will be, says Michaela King, a glaciologist at the University of Washington's Polar Science Center, who studies Greenland's ice sheet but wasn't involved in the new paper. Imagine if you started chipping off the concrete from the face of a dam bit by bit. As it gets thinner, it weakens until it can no longer hold water and collapses. Same goes for these ice shelves that act like floating dams, only they're thinning from the ocean below, and they're holding back way more water than is held in a reservoir in the form of Greenland's ice sheet. We've already seen examples of some glaciers in northern Greenland and their floating extensions collapsed, says Milan. That doubled the discharge of ice into the sea. If the other glaciers lose their floating ice, we can expect the same kind of behavior. Greenland's ice sheets and shelves aren't just contending with higher ocean temperatures. Air temperatures are also skyrocketing as the Arctic warms up to 4 times faster than the rest of the planet. That melts the ice from above, as it's also melting from warmer waters below. It's definitely getting warmer, says Earth System scientist Shvaket Abbas Khan of the Technical University of Denmark, who studies Greenland's ice but wasn't involved in the new paper. But also this region is where you have, I would say, more or less a year-round sea ice. The ice shelves are protected by sea ice, and this is also slowly disappearing. This is also happening in Antarctica, which has seen record low levels of sea ice this year. Sea ice is distinct from ice shelves, coming and going seasonally. It's that floating broken-up ice as opposed to the more cohesive ice shelf. Though ephemeral, it's extremely important, acting as a sort of buffer to keep wind and waves from battering and weakening ice shelves. If it disappears as air and sea temperatures rise, that's yet another threat to the ice shelves of Greenland and Antarctica. Relatively warm seawater is also eating away at the undersides of Antarctica's ice shelves, causing grounding lines to retreat and generally accelerating the decline of ice sheets there. Just one of the glaciers down there could add several feet to sea levels if it totally collapsed. Last week, researchers reported how they used a robot to study crevasses on the underside of those ice shelves. Whereas a perfectly flat ice belly would form a protective layer of cold water, preventing warmer seawater from eating away at the ice shelf, these undulations lead to more movement of water. That could help explain why Antarctica's glaciers are melting faster than predicted by models. For Greenland, many factors are conspiring to degrade the ice sheet. Hotter air and ocean temperatures, less sea ice, and weaker ice shelves to hold back the glaciers on land. But the speeding up of glaciers flowing into the sea is a uniquely daunting threat. Down the line, that will be the dominant factor, says Rignot. Melting is crucial, of course, but if you can make the glaciers flow 10 times faster in the north, Rignot adds, that's something else. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, WeWork just filed for bankruptcy. Checking in on Wired Science, the Euclid Space Telescope's spectacular first photos of distant and hidden galaxies. And on Wired Security, YouTube's ad blocker detection believed to break EU privacy law. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from wired.com.